Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's born with their own curse, and I'm not alone.
Everybody cries, everybody breathes, everybody wants to feel they're free. Deep inside I know what I am worth, a life of my own. It could have been much worse, but it should have been.
Dare you shine over here. You don't even want to get near. Shit, if I was you, I'd turn around and back on up before your ass gets stuck, little buster. Trying to meet mug with that lip flapping. What you thought was gonna happen? Turn around, bitch boy, and break out fast before you get that foot in your ass, motherfucker.
Let's see what to play. How about Kurt Calhoun? I've been dope.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Nigga, I've been dope since Reaganomics. Son of a crack fiend, holler at me. Robbing niggas for starter jackets. When Jeans West had all the swagger, we had that Bannister mall cracking. White D2X tall stabbing. Rockports, box Chevys with Tech 9, let them all have
it. I've been dope, cleaner than soap. With my kinfolk, big cutty. Count the thin soak and begin toking. With a friend smoke, really nutty. Wow, that endo seeping slow. Them hoes wanna love me now. I've been goaded within those silly bimbos. Hella slutty, wow.
Not destiny, no, I know from back in them days. Nigga, we played questions, we ate X's. Played truth to dare when we laid bitches. Rolled about it, then made riches. Planted rocks and we stayed gritting. Then sprayed kittens with glaze, spitting displayed. Giving these babes niggas. Off of that, I've been boss of rap. I've been called a gat and that's nine. Nigga, been all of that since I caught the Mac and put yawks and racks in my mind. Nigga, even when I shot him at the window, then I was a grim nigga. Take him to the end, no men woke. After getting they chin broke, but when a pen stroke, need a bendo.
Before I started claiming my set, I'll be a man.
Before I hooked up with that,
I been drunk, man.
Back when y'all was hating my crew,
I been drunk,
don't gotta
man.
Tell me cause I already knew,
I been drunk, man.
Even when my first lines came out,
I been drunk, man.
We could put on that nine right out,
I been drunk, man.
Not thicker in the house, day.
I been drunk, man.
Calhoun and A-8's with me,
I been drunk, man.
Hey, let me let these niggas know how far I go back with dopeness, man.
Yeah, like a bean to a pinto. Dope fiend to a rento, hung like a trench coat. Like mixed greens with a chitterlings before a 5% of it always been poked. So I been dope, nigga, pure with form of that Montana. Go back, nigga, put a bitch in check. Like back when I put it hands to Anna.
Eat the cake, animate, please. Then take a drink of this Bay Breeze. When I create these, they really hate me. Face be shaky, cause it's dope shit they see. I've been doping, I hope that you listen. Fix you like you're just dope in the kitchen. I open, I'm ripping, you hoping I'm glitching. But ain't no motherfucking open your dishes.
Looking ass, nigga, stop in the middle. Don't put the ass, nigga, try to be me. Wish you could be ass, nigga. And you niggas just ain't cut from my fabric. Cause I style on you. With the kicking nigga ripping, I be foul on you. Short term niggas, I'm a milestone. And your style slow down and cut the callus. Take the clown on you.
I'm that nigga with the clown persona. Bound to beat a nigga down to a coma. I was on a 56 toner. Then I made it, now I go where I wanna.
And I for show can. Gathering more fans. Even if they rep another color, I think because I've been dope, man.
Before I started claiming my set,
I've been drunk, man.
Even before I hooked up with that,
I've been drunk, man.
Back when y'all was hating my crew,
I been drunk,
don't gotta
man.
Tell me cause I already knew,
I been drunk, man.
Even when my first lines came out,
I been drunk, man.
We could put on that nine right out,
I been drunk, man.
Mass Baker in the house, day.
I been drunk, man.
Calhoun and A-8's with me,
I been drunk, man.
Somebody said I wasn't dope, so I dismiss her. They probably listen to faulty shit, and I ain't gonna listen. My crew not new to this, been fortune and fame a while. I'm dancing all over the track like Oppenheimer style.
Be walking on stages, came from the Icy Rock basement. Now I feed off of my paper, making cream off of you haters. I'm worldwide with this business, screaming fuck y'all independent. Different cut dog with this industry, with not sorry and shindy. Take a Nina.
Been in rap long, you can take a look, my stats grown. Constrained music and tech, Nina is this nation's backbone. I was dope in this song and that song way back home. Not a nail, not a trace of the head.
hating cause ain't a fucking piece of rock show.
Yeah, now it's back on preview into the sequel. Kansas City's the pipe, but now I'm the Gabby you needin'. Caught me over the counter, I'm easily your addiction. Cuddy Cal is the drug of your future on a prescription, bro.
Before I started claiming my sack,
I been drunk, man.
And before I hooked up my sack,
I been drunk, man.
Back when y'all was hating my crew,
I been drunk,
don't gotta
man.
Tell me cause I already knew.
I been drunk, man.
Even when my first lines came out,
I been drunk, man.
Come on, let nine roll out,
I been drunk, man.
Matt Baker in the house, dang,
I been drunk, man.
Calhoun and A-8's my name,
I been drunk, man.
This is another Black Gold production. Production.
Alright, y'all, we back. Let's see, up next, what to give y'all motherfuckers. I'm a liquid assassin, twisted, Ritz creature.
This ain't beef, oh boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak, bone features. Trunk slap, earthquake, trunk shake, seizure. This ain't beef, oh boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak, bone features. Trunk slap, earthquake, trunk shake, seizure. This ain't beef, oh boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef, oh boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef, oh boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef. Hit you with something that'll rock your brain. I feel like an animal surrounded by a freak show. Ready to jump when I'm out the cage. If they just foul, shoot them down like a free throw. But let me tell you, this is not a game. You probably say this here sound a lot like beast mode. But let me tell you, this is not the same. It's a liquid assassin, I bring a vision to snap. And everybody knows I'm original and still get it cracking. Quick to give you a visual. Cause the feeling is absolute. Being subliminal when I deliver the package of sense. You don't get the message of me, it's the same flick. Cause every track hitting like the speakers getting their ass kicked. I mash shit, turn a damn lab to a casket. Kill the fucking game till it's giving me access. I'm a mixed breed with 16s and split spleens. Or a hot 12 to hook fiends. Like nicotine is in a nigga jeans. And rhythm bleeds and fit ease. Still ill. Still a red gorilla killer machine. Don't know, you must be out of your mind if you think you got what it takes to put this motherfucking creature to sleep. That's like you catching bullets with your teeth. Nigga, please. I'm a beast release creature, least to retreat you. Ain't a bone in my body this week, I bleed ether. Alone with nobody but me and a heat fever. Say you got a problem with beef, then meet Cleaver. Everybody spit up on the mic, I throw up. Niggas say they hardest in the street, well so what? I'm the hardest on the motherfucking mic, I go nuts. Tear the stage down every night that I show up. The more you fake is the cocky divas, you haters and non-believers that try to knock bottle liquid up like an aquafina. Constant fiend for cock blocking me, rocking speakers. I'ma rock the beat till it's hating, kicking like soccer FIFA. When I fight, feel it, bring fire, ignite lyrics. My lyrics is worse type and light spirit. Fight G-Rip, squeeze life till I sight. Weakness, fight fearless, strike like my life means. Gotta be the definition of beast and mode. Tear the club down to the speakers blow. Get up on stage and release the flow to make motherfuckers bounce to their knees explode. I cripple, cutting my show with an urn with you. Killing everything with an urge to burn venues. Motherfucking animal, at least to go. Here to show them how to really go creature mode. This ain't just old boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak, bone features. Trunk slap, earthquake, trunk shake, seizure. This ain't beast mode, boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak bone features. Trump slap, earthquake, Trump shake, seizure. This ain't beef mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. Venom up in my spit, let me breathe a little bit and focus so I can hit my target. I get retarded, a creature, I'm cold-blooded and cold-hearted. Our features come alive in the casket, living dead. We jump a cable for the departed, upset in my head. I'm an animal, greedy, all I can get, stay hungry. My teeth stay bloody, scum of the earth. And I'm ugly like a siren, determined not what I'm worth. Like a hole with the zeros, we heroes, the underdogs on the ground. To the core, you can hear it up in the songs. You can ride with it, get rolled on, or sing along. Stay infected and doing it till the day the world's gone. We ain't stopping for nothing, motherfucker, so be aware. If you a creature, better put your middle finger in the air. And if you ain't, you better lay down, act like you're scared. Cause slick when you twist it, in this bitch and we don't care.
Now it really don't matter what anybody is bringing from the stable. Well, I'm a creature in the will and the name. Well, get them all with a shiny that I got duct tape to the bottom of a table. Huntsold it with your net wrapped up in 4 feet of my cable. While you coming coming with debatable fables. I'm bringing the craze low to your front row. Put your life in jeopardy, then I'm calling it a game show. Y'all don't want to start this in the darkness. I'm the most heartless, regardless. Like a precinct, everybody wanting to cop this. And just like these fans, we ain't even drop shit. Like coke, I'm prone to rock shit. And I'm so gone alone, I'm in the middle of a mosh pit. Getting it on, and I don't give a fuck if you're in my twilight zone.
This ain't beef, old boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak bone feature. Trump slap earthquake, Trump shake seizure. This ain't beef, old boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak bone feature. Trump slap earthquake, Trump shake seizure. This ain't beef, old boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef, old boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef, old boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef, old boy, I'm a creature.
I'm a creature, fuck swagger for my t-shirt. Back in school I never listened to my teacher. Cheat earth, freaking it's a rebirth. Get P.E. just to figure some bitches beneath the bleacher. Cut the pussy like a Michael Myers with the cleaver. Keep twerk, I don't wanna see you tweet twerk. Cutie twerk, pop your booty, drop away your feet twerk. Let me stop playing bloody murder when I beat. Heard about me on the street, word of mouth and I'm ether. Turn a hater into a believer, not Easter. Words is absurd, king of people, vegan eat. Work a rebirth and I don't need a rebirth. To be heard to leap up a echelon. Killers are the reason that I'm signed versus line. Motherfucker, lucky leprechaun. I don't need no luck of winning when I hear your shit. About to fuck a sexy blind bitch, you got a lesbian. Friend with a man, I'm in the game and you a bitch. Said maybe you should consider quitting, maybe then you'd have been better doing something else instead of rapping here again. A bin that I hating on a trend, said I win. Never you wanna track it, you won't, but you bitch made. Killing like Billy Bob and Dwight, yo, I'm in Sling Blade. It's prison liquid, it's that's when we master the pin game. A preacher on the beat and I'm untamed.
This ain't beef, oh boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak, bone feature. Trump slap, earthquake, Trump shake seizure. This ain't beef, oh boy, I'm a creature. You can hear the animal that's coming through the speaker. Track with the wild outbreak bone features. Trump slap earthquake, Trump shake seizure. This ain't beef mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature. This ain't beef mode, boy, I'm a creature. Boy, I'm a creature.
I go next. Be around and to work at. Except this right here, this beat the bastards. Has just set them back.
Find you. Stand up.
yeah, we back. Now, I do got things that it's still Monday. It's still St. Patty's Day.
This is what's going to happen. I think this is a deeper message, too.
To, you're only gonna yeah, my fellow Irishmen, and every single other juggalo out there, happy St. Patty's Day. What do you say we go an Irish band by the name of the Tossers, the Rocky Road to Dublin?
Of mine up from my home, I started lacked a curse, and turn was nearly broken. Had it a little bit bad, a tear, I kicked me down and muttered and drank a pint to bear me grief and tears. But smothered then off to reap the corn, labor I was born. Got a step back on the banished coast, the goblins a brand new pair of brogues, battling out of the bog, frightening all the dogs on the rocky roads. A double and one, two, three, four, five. Hunt a hare and turn a down the rocky road, and all the ways a double and what for loudly laugh. In Mullingar that night, I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight. Next morning light, and there I took a drop of the pure to keep me hard from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure. Whoever he's on for drinking, to hear the lofty smile, laughing all the while, and me curious smile was such a hard. A problem I asked him what I hired, wages I required. I was sick and tired of the rocky road, so doubling one, two, three, four, five. Hot the hair and burn it down the rocky road, all the ways to doubling back for lowly dark. And doubling next arrived, I got it such a pity to be so soon deprived. A few of that fine city, when I took a stroll, all among the quality of a bundle it was stole. In a neat locality, something crossed my mind, when I looked behind the bundle, did I find upon my sick a woman inquiring after the road, said my common throw, was it much in vogue on the rocky road, to doubling one, two, three, four, five. Hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the ways to doubling whack for lowly dark. From there I got away, my spirit never failing, landed on the quay, as the ship was sailing, captain at me rode, said to Norham Hardy, when I jumped aboard, a cabin found for Paddy, down among the pigs, did some hardy rigs, I danced some hardy jigs, the water round me bubbling, went up all he had, wished myself was dead, I bet the far instead of the rocky road, to doubling whack, to drink for fun, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the ways to doubling whack for lowly dark. With the boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, they called me a fool, I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil, temper I was losing, poor old Erin Doyle, they began abusing her army, some of them died, Magdalene on the cry, Galway boys come by, and so I was a hobbling with the loud hooray, joined in the upray, quickly cleared the way for the rocky road, to doubling one, two, three, four, five, hunt a hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to doubling whack for lowly dark.
Alright, y'all, up next, Young Dubliners, Paddy's Green, Shamrock Shore.
And fare well to Ireland, the land of my native home. Break my heart, far to see friends part, and send the teardrops fall. On my way to America, will I ever see home once more? I'm leaving behind the one I love, Paddy's Green, Shamrock Shore. The ship she lies in anchor, standing by the quay. My fortune bright shine down each night, so we sail out over the sea. Many ships have been lost, many lives have cost, on the journey that lies before. parents and friends. Let it wave till the end, till I could see them no more. Then I took a chance, took one last glance, Paddy's green shamrock shore. Then I took a chance, took one last glance at Paddy's green shamrock shore.
And we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
What's going on, Michael Cole?
So what do you think about how things went down between Triple H and Daniel Bryan?
I was kind of bored with it.
You know, Daniel Bryan, I think he said the stupidest thing I ever went while fucking Stephanie was fucking smacking him. You hit like a girl. The fuck? But now he wanted to hit you like a fucking dude?
I don't know.
I mean, come on. She is a woman. And you're saying that she hits like a girl. What the fuck are you thinking?
USA, this is backstage pass on the W.
So Tensai is officially no longer. He now goes by his full name, Jason Albert.
And where's he?
He is now a part of as commentary for the WWE. He's a colored commentator now. And he was a part of fucking Backstage Pass. And they call him Jason Albert now.
Well, his career has gone to the shitter.
It really has.
Right there with Josh Matthews.
Now, where the fuck is Brodus Clay at? Like, what the hell happened to him? Fucking fell apart, and then he lost matches to fucking Tensai, Xavier, and R-Truth.
He turned heel, and then he disappeared, too.
Exactly, man. What the fuck?
I guess once you're the bad guy, you're not allowed to be on TV anymore.
Yeah. I mean, come on, look at fucking Titus O'Neil. Tonight was the first time we saw him back in a fucking long-ass time.
And of course he wasn't going to lose to the Irish guy. I mean, going to win. He wasn't going to win against the Irish guy is what I mean. There we go.
Yeah, it's funny because I was watching Backstage Pass. And, they were showing fucking, Daniel Bryan being loaded into the fucking, ambulance. And all of a sudden I'm like, holy shit, look! It's Darren Young.
Darren Young?
Yeah, Darren Young was backstage, along with Mark Henry, Cody Rhodes, the Bellas, as a fucking, Daniel Bryan's being loaded into the ambulance.
From what? All they did was slap and hit him and give him a pedigree.
Well, yeah, that plus, you know, throwing him into the fucking barricade, to the table, the steel steps, all while handcuffed.
Nothing to be put into an ambulance for.
Well, apparently he has like abdominal injuries now, possibly cranial injuries due to a steel chair to the fucking top of his head.
Man, my question is, what the hell happened to Goldust? Why the hell is he so pissed off? He won.
Yeah, right. And he won the match. But yeah, he was pissed off about something.
He was holding his ribs and shit, being all pissed. And his face was bleeding. I don't know how he started bleeding.
That makes me wonder how the fuck Chrisley even got a fucking hot ass wife, because he looks and sounds gay.
That dude is definitely gay.
Yeah, but yet somehow he has a hot ass daughter and a wife, like three kids and a wife. Like, but how the fuck did that happen? He's gay.
Man, ain't nobody even gonna give a shit about this show.
Yeah, right?
Who the fuck is this guy anyway?
I don't know. It would seem funny the fact that he's telling his son Grace that he's not gonna drink Coca-Cola. Yet he opens it anyways and drinks it. Motherfuckers, like, even your own kids won't listen to you. Because they know you're gay.
Yeah, you can go home to your plastic girlfriend.
and we don't mean your wife.
Well, that's funny as hell, though, man. Bray Wyatt saying that to John Cena.
Yeah, right. So I guess tomorrow, you know, I have to watch fucking main event just to see what the hell happened with the Undertaker up on there.
Nothing's going to happen with that.
So how about the fact? So how about the Shield turning on fucking Kane?
Man, I wish the Shield would just turn on each other.
Yeah, right.
But the Shield sticking up for Jerry Lawler. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw that coming.
The King was probably like, the fuck, I don't even like these guys. JBL was like, good luck.
Yeah, but he didn't even bother trying to help him.
That was funny as hell, though, man. Christian was making fun of JBL. You look like David Spade in a fat suit.
That was like the best thing ever.
I guess that's one way to say that he's fat.
Yeah, right. But man, I have a feeling fucking Triple H is going to find some way to cheat so that way it's an all-evolution fucking Triple Threat match.
Oh, pay-per-view's already bad enough.
Yeah, right.
Now it's going to be a solid, shitty pay-per-view because Triple H is going to win that match and then he's going to be in a Triple Threat match.
Yeah.
And then if he wins the title, then it's all over.
So at least now we know.
Then it's no longer WWE. It's Triple H's land.
Yeah,
and
right.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah. So at least now we still got 12 participants for the fucking Battle Royal.
Yeah, Michael Cole's going to be in it.
Yep. And then he'll be the first one to be eliminated.
So if Titus O'Neil's going to be in it, then Darren Young's probably going to be in it.
Yeah, probably.
They'll bring back Zack Ryder for it.
Yeah, the only thing he's going to do ever in his life, and then leave again.
Since he keeps making all these YouTube videos. So maybe they'll bring him back for something.
Yeah, right.
So he could stop winning internet championships. I don't know. I mean, he makes some decent YouTube videos and whatnot, the shit that he says. But as for a wrestler, he's not that great. But they should bring him back just to, you know, because he's still on the roster.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so apparently fucking Zack Ryder had cancer back in high school.
Okay. What does that got to do with now?
He's
clearly fine. You know?
Yeah, man, cause I'm agreeing with this shit. Ryder was ranked as a lower tier babyface and the third lowest babyface on the roster. Motherfucker. I think he's further than low. Much further, because you don't see him ever. Except like on occasions.
No, you don't see him ever. We almost got through a whole show without Del Rio, but no, he had to be in that match.
Yeah, right. But it's kind of funny, man, because, like, you had Big Show, Big E, Mark Henry, and then Dolph Ziggler. Where the fuck did Ziggler fit into that entire fucking team?
He was the Rey Mysterio.
Speaking of Mysterio, I think he's injured again.
Yeah. And that surprises you?
No. I'm just saying. We haven't seen him at all in a while either.
He'll be in that Royal Rumble thing too.
Yeah, man. I think the last time we saw him was the Royal Rumble or something like that.
He'll be in there. Sin Cara will be in there.
Question is, which Sin Cara?
Booty Cari, of course.
Yeah, because the other thing, Carl still has a broken finger.
Yeah, I guess breaking your finger is a real bitch.
I guess so.
Prevents you from doing anything. Even walking. Remember that, kids. If you break your finger, you're going to be out of action for ever. If Kurt Angle was here, he would say, "I wrestle with a frickin' broken neck."
Yeah, right? But come on. Angle wrestled with a broken neck. A broken finger shouldn't be fucking that much. Like, come on, what the hell?
I mean, look at shitty-ass John Cena, man. He broke his fucking neck and came back.
Right. I mean, no one even knows what to say.
That's WWE's way of saying we no longer need you.
Okay. That will explain why Sin Cara is not there anymore. He's back in Mexico.
He's not back in Mexico. He's still on Raw sometimes.
Nope. Not anymore.
Are you telling me that's not really Sin Cara?
Whatever the fuck that dude's last name is.
What the hell are you saying?
I don't know. I can't pronounce this motherfucker's real name. Last was Sin Cara against Alberto Del Rio at a house show in Monterrey, Mexico on October 19th. And late January 2014, Sin Cara, I'm not pronouncing his name at all, announced that he would return to wrestling in Mexico on February 1st. An interview aired days later confirmed his departure from the WWE. Sin Cara also claimed that he owned the Sin Cara character and blamed the WWE for not allowing him to wrestle the style he used in Mexico.
Yeah, he came here and did nothing. Now he can go back here and actually wrestle.
Yeah, right. Oh, Biz is funny. He's blaming fucking the WWE.
Well, it was WWE's fault.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Returning to Sin Cara, here we go. Sin Cara's streak was ended by Del Rio on the January 6, 2014 episode of Raw. After that, Sin Cara was dead. Let's see. What should we play for motherfuckers? You know, even though we ain't got nobody tuned in. That was about Twisted Juggalo Party.
It's the Juggalo Party.
Put your hands up. 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 Put your hands up.
Dead and anybody disagree can catch an axe in their forehead.
Man, fuck Halloween, it's hella wicked. It's like the Live Aid all on the stage for real killers. Is you with us? Then keep your ass held high, cause trick or treating's for facts, bitch, we wanna die.
I can't afford a costume, so I came and felt all high and sweaty, just a picture of health. Trick or treat bags, that ain't shit but a bitch. Run these paydays, almond joys and barbecue.
No more knocking on the dough, we moshing on the flow and shit, and we ain't leaving till we even up some blood and shit. Fuck a motherfucking Twix, bitch, I'd rather roll with a clique of lunatics that's now known as
what's that?
With the axe for hating me,
ex friends. I promise you the bitches will die before the night ends.
I got a hollow wicked blunt to smoke with all of y'all. My name is Blay. Let me introduce you to my chainsaw. What it sound like, chopping your neck. Bullet holes in my chest like a straight up vet. I'm the dead body waiting to stick your ass up. To fuck your ass up. If you're with me, throw your hands up. Until you're dead, homie Blaze. Now you rock. I'm the wicked to infinity. The wicked shit'll never
we
stop.
We hit so high that my head is spinning. Fuck every juggalo is how the fuck I'm feeling. This is some of that scary. It won't quit. Juggalos, tell me, do you want the motherfucking wicked shit?
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Every Halloween when the clouds blow by, I can hear them telling me to celebrate the dead for life. And every Halloween night stab, everything is nice.
I love it when it rains every Halloween. My nose running like a faucet while I'm steady trying to trick or treat. Waggling my dick at every jack-o'-lantern I see until your mom gets mad and calls a
Halloween is the only day of the year I get to be myself.
Instead of trying to be normal like you or anybody else. Psychopathic in this bitch, you know how we ride. Mad rock, twisted for life, each day.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah, that's the part we all dread.
Oh, well. Man, I sure hope she looks good. If not, then damn. Nah, someone put up a post saying, the color of your shirt plus the object to your right equals your superhero name. And, someone named Liz Metalette Baker said, naked hairbrush.
I think I know who that is.
So I said she can be hair naked, naked hairbrushed. Hopefully she looks good.
Probably not.
Apparently Tara's is Black Vacuum.
I see.
Well, I guess in that case I'd be White Morpher.
Face palm.
Hunter Clouds, I'm so fucking pissed at the world. May I quote, fuck the world. Motherfucker, you sound like a retard. But again, you're an old double set, so, can't forget expect anything less than that one.
Yeah. If you couldn't find nonsense, you got a whole lot in there.
Yeah, right.
It'll definitely make you feel better about yourself.
Ain't that the truth? You're just so retarded. They got stupid ass dude up in there, like, oh, they just get fucking retarded.
See, when you have no listeners, you tend to find stupid groups on the internet and make fun of your fellow juggalos. So, what is this telling you? People should probably tune in.
Exactly. Like, come on, dude, put up a post pic that says, see who wants to fuck you. Post your name, and if someone likes it, they want to fuck you.
Well, I saw you commented on it. Did anybody like your name?
Apparently nobody wants to fuck me.
Damn. Out of all them fat ugly bitches, not even one.
But yeah, everybody wants to fuck the fat ugly bitches.
Are you serious?
Yes. I just wanted to Cassandra Taylor. Got fucking 7 likes. Is she ugly as all fuck? Like, what the
sad.
Fuck?
How do you feel about yourself?
And Hunter Clowers goes, I would fuck every girl on this page.
I would never make that statement.
Yeah, right?
Ever.
Yeah, and I was telling him, I'm telling him all to strip for him. Bah.
What kind of drugs are you on?
Yeah, share with us.
Yeah, let me see this page through your eyes. Yeah. He got that thing wrong with him, like that movie Shallow Hal.
Yeah, right.
He sees people for the inside.
Hey, holy shit, I actually found a fucking hot-ass chick up in the group. Holy shit.
Damn. First one.
Yeah. She's 18.
And young as fuck.
I think, anyways. I'm not very good with fucking years.
Man, you could just simply tell by seeing a photo.
Okay, so she's supposed to be 19 then. And you got some dudes coming. Joe Hinckley, you're beautiful. Add me.
No, for fuck's sake.
And some dumbass fucking, someone says, hey, I like your eyes. Some dumbass responds in, hey, it's for horses.
Jesus Christ. Nothing like going back to elementary school.
Adrian Diaz. Learn how to spell. Dude was spelled hello, but he spelled hillo. H-I-L-L-O.
Come on. A simple greeting you can't even get right.
Yeah, right?
How do these people make it through life?
I don't know.
They're a danger to themselves.
Yes, they need a fucking straight jacket.
Even that won't help them spell.
Yeah, good point.
It probably won't even protect them from hurting themselves either.
Yeah, somehow, some way, they'd find a way to fucking straight, the fucking string, or fucking hang themselves with a fucking straight jacket.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, great. Everyone wants to be a fucking juggalo. Everyone wants to be a rapper nowadays.
Stop being juggalos. And sure as fuck, stop trying to be a rapper.
Yeah, right.
Who's trying to be a rapper now?
Some dumbass named Tyler Steely.
Then why is he trying to be a rapper?
I don't know. He posted up saying, if anyone wants to check out my rap, go to ReverbNation.com and search Tyler Steely. Keep in mind, I made most of these before I was a juggalo.
The fuck does that get out there with that, you think?
Yeah, right.
So, you became a juggalo, and now everybody has to love you?
Keep in mind, he can't even spell fucking reverb. He completely spelled that shit wrong, too.
Keep in mind, if you go to it, it's probably crap. So, let's go here.
Yes, let's go hear it. 8 Mile Remix.
No. Already it's terrible.
5 a.m. Remix.
Wait, 5 a.m.? The song is 3 a.m. Or 5 a.m. as in, like, the T-Pain song.
All right, 5 a.m. time to deal. You left me in hard times back when I started rhyming. From the people who was best to set up with this breath. And I was just on finance. He said I was about to land. He already took it into his name. And he actually came to his name. Even though he looked like he was about home backing off the game. Man, he took it on my team. I was apparently in lame. But at least I actually got to say I'm his music. I said when I got the chance, I wouldn't refuse it. I look at it in a way like I am the next. Cause I'm obviously gonna be the best of the best. And my lyrics are always gonna frickin' be fresh. It is the time to put you to the
test. Why are you rapping?
Everybody stick with me. Back when I was on the line, that frickin' me. And taught me how to rap everything freely. All we don't know, pay attention and a heat. Took us not a minute, helped me through it. This is why I don't tell you, cause you will forget. And I have learned a lot when you were smoking pot. So you are the dirt and I am the mop. Steals out of the family, she put me through the very hard time that I went through. Dad, I never wanna move in with you, cause you have no life and you're like 32. Cause you have no life and you're like 32? Damn, man. 32 and you have no life. Sad. Yeah, I said it, and I don't regret it. Dad, I hate you, I hope you never forget it. I didn't leave when I was born, you did it.
You see, this fucking 8-Mile one supposed to be like...
Okay, first
of all, these are supposed to be remixes, but they sound horrible.
I don't understand how you remixed a battle rap scene from a movie.
Yeah, right.
See, I thought he was remaking the actual song, 8 Mile. 8 Mile Road or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, right, but nope.
But that's just that beat that they were using in that freestyle battle.
Yeah, these people, no. Listen, kid, stay in school and stay away from rapping.
And wait till your balls drop.
Well, yeah, that too.
What is that fucking kid, man? Goddamn.
16. Supposedly 16.
Speaking of little dudes that rap, whatever happened to that one dude, shit. No, it's not going to help because I can't remember what the fuck his name is. Lil Psycho, or is that a name?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he died. Just like the Yellow Ranger.
Like the Asian chick?
Yeah.
And when did she die?
2001.
Well, glad to see you're up on things.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like anybody really, you know, made an announcement of it. That we really knew about it. Yeah, he died in a car crash.
Well, damn.
Definitely unexpected. But Tyler Steele, or Steele, whatever the fuck your name is, stay away from fucking rapping, motherfucker.
Fuck up.
Stay away from it. However, we will play a track for motherfuckers.
No, what are we gonna play?
Because boobs.
All bras do is get in the way, so let your puppies out to play. Squish them behind the motorboat.
Because boobs. That's how sure.
It's not too sure.
Now, see, though, that's a track that's definitely got to post up on it. I see, like, on chicks like fucking big ass titties pages. Like Victoria.
Well, either that or titties.
Yeah, that too. Michael Yaunt, you were being deleted off my page because you were a faggot. Oh, considering the fact he just posted up hashtag selfie, hashtag no filter, hashtag, fuck off my page.
That was, it was like a video somebody posted saying you gotta teach little Boosie everything. Talk about selfie, what that is. It's like when you take a picture of yourself like this.
That little boost just needs to get locked up again and stay there.
I don't understand why everybody's so excited that he's out of jail. Like, nobody ever listened to him anyway.
Yeah, right? I don't know. There's absolutely no
sense.
Yeah,
he's out of jail. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, be like, yay! He's back in jail.
Yeah.
You know, I love it when I piss people off.
You don't do that too often. So, who did you piss off?
Let's see here. Some chick named Bianca Myers.
Bianca is Beatrice's, whatever the fuck that song's called.
Up on YouTube.
On YouTube? How do you piss people off on YouTube?
Because of the fact I found a fucking video that was supposed to have Austin Mahone and Becky G in it. And people kept fucking talking about fucking Justin Bieber and shit. I was like, and this is exactly what I put that pissed everybody off. Austin Mahone is better than Bieber. Bieber just sucks and needs to go away. At least Austin actually has talent and didn't have to ride Usher's nuts to get a shot.
That's true.
And some dumbass responds, let me see him better. Some dumbass responds with, no, he's not. You do not know who Austin and Justin is. All you know is that they're famous and you do not know what type of bad stuff Austin does. So, I think, shut up.
What does that have to do with him making better music than Justin Bieber?
Yeah, right. Anyway, it gets even better because of the fact, you know, I decided to piss even more people off by saying Bieber is an idiot and a moron. He has no talent. He got to where he is by sucking Usher's dick. Now look, he's being deported back to Canada.
Why are you fighting with Justin Bieber fans?
I don't know. And I go, so, as for Mahone, dude's got talent. He doesn't see the need to suck anyone's dick and get to the top. So I think you need to fuck the fuck off.
Wow. I've never think I'd hear Havoc defending one pop star to offend another pop star.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, you got to admit, Mahone's got more talent than Bieber. And you know, he's actually good.
Yeah, I don't agree with that, but I ain't going to sit on YouTube and fight with little kids about it.
No, Justin Bieber is the best. No.
Where the fuck is that going to get me?
I don't know. But it's fun pissing them off. And the bitch that posted the shit that he's trying to talk to me saying, nobody asked you to comment on my post. If it's not nice, I don't let sick people like you to make fun of people. This stuff is not funny. You creep, shut the fuck up, you perv. He was a kid back then. I can't believe how gross you are. I think you need to shut up. If it isn't nice, I don't have time to hear your bullshit. Thank you very much.
Now, that was to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are a perv. Pretty much are a perv, thinking about Justin Bieber sucking dicks.
But no, it's funny, though, like, you know, it was even funny, like, the fact she didn't even deny fucking Bieber sucking dicks. She goes, he was a kid back then.
So then, that doesn't really make anything better.
So I responded back saying, he was a kid, LOL. So what's Bieber's excuse for all the shit he does nowadays? Can't say he's just a kid anymore, but hey, he'll be back in Canada soon. Even though they don't even want him. He's a fucking retard. Fuck who doesn't have any business in the music industry. Like, how the fucks nowadays? Now enjoy the rest of your night, knowing that Bieber is going to be deported and have his green card stripped.
Now what happens if these little kids see these posts that you put? Then their parents will get very upset that you use the word fuck. You and your foul language.
Oh, wait, look, let's see. She responded saying, most of the people who have business in the music industry have changed because they've gotten older and they have gotten a bit cockier. People don't stay innocent long. Now she responded to say, no. Lil Wayne don't belong in business, don't belong in music ever.
Ah, that's a whole nother fight right there.
It's just funny that I'm fighting my fucking Bieber fans.
Yeah, seeing how he's not even really relevant anymore.
Exactly right.
Speaking of which, I saw his chick at fucking Walmart wearing a Justin Bieber shirt. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow. No. I would have fucking done a knockout game there.
Man, I knew you were just about to say that.
them, they knock her out.
Yeah. Get arrested for child abuse.
Wait, she's a fucking child? Well, then.
I don't fucking know.
I mean, shit, if she's like 19, you know, older than that, I'm a child, that's perfectly legal.
Okay, then just get in trouble for hitting a female.
Why not?
Why not? Havoc, are you telling us that you beat your girlfriends?
No, but if I had a girlfriend and she was wearing a fucking Justin Bieber shirt, she'd be screwed.
Are you telling us that you used to beat the Wookiee?
No. Thought about it, though. On many occasions.
Every time she got out of line, you beat her. Is that what you're telling us?
No, but...
Did you beat it like Michael Jackson?
Yeah, no, definitely not. But, you know, I think this calls for a special track. Von J, Fight Club.
Fight, fight!
And we are back.
Oh, yeah. You still got that Bieber fever?
Nope.
Homo.
I suppose there's a lot of people on my fucking page that seem to like Bieber, though. Going to their fucking music, like, why? Why?
Man, if you went through the music of all the people on your page, you'd have no friends left.
Man, that's probably the truth.
It's a known fact.
Well, if they can't listen to anything good, they don't belong on my page.
I'm not even quite sure how you even determine the people you add.
Man, I just fucking add them. Well, you should just add them. Now it goes to their fucking music. And if I can't see their music.
You always have some random ass motherfuckers and shit.
Yeah, right?
And then you end up deleting them anyway.
Well, yeah, but I mean, shit, I mean, like, nowadays, I just go through fucking, like, before I add them, and if they have shitty-ass music, I don't add them.
Well, how do these people make your page, then? Because you just said you were looking through it now, and they have shitty music.
Yeah, and they're being deleted. I mean, before, like, you know, I just fucking add people. Like, I'll just hit add, and they send me requests, I'll just hit add. They're not looking before, but now I actually look and make sure, check their fucking music. This dude just got owned. Some dude fucking posted up in all Juggalos chat. Boop, boop. Any letters want to talk sometime? Fucking, I'll check him back then. I'm sorry. There are no available letters to speak with you right now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The alphabet's out the lunch right now.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. Really? Letters? Zelda, we heard it already. There was absolutely no reason to tell us everything that's said in that backwards fucking miracles.
What?
Fucking Zelda, Esmeralda Ramirez, decided to post up everything that was said. And that reversed miracles.
Wait, there was something said in that?
Yeah.
There was nothing fucking there. What are you talking about?
Here, I'll tag you in it.
No. I listened to that fucking thing. You sent me that nonsense. It sounded like...
Well, the question is, did you watch it with the closed caption on?
No.
Well, that explains it. The closed captions were there to help translate what was being said.
Yeah. Otherwise, it says nothing. Man, ain't no way that fucking shit said all this.
Oh, apparently, that Emma does.
Who even came up with this shit?
Probably her. Because I saw him post the fucking reversed version of Katy Perry on the fucking YouTube.
Who was that? Lil V?
No. That's funny because apparently the way it was translated was part of it. I was looking at Katy Perry saying, "I have no soul."
Oh well, shit happens.
Yep.
Hey, look, random people in his chat. Look at my. Look at my family pretty much dying in the hospital.
Huh.
That's the type of shit you shouldn't be posting on the internet.
Yeah, right.
If somebody's, like, you know, deathly ill and shit in the hospital.
Yeah.
What is wrong?
Must be talking about that pretty gift chick. I posted that shit. Must be talking about that chick, prettiest gift.
There you go, yeah. What kind of name is that?
I don't know. Like, come on, you ever get post that shit up on there? Fuck out of here.
Like, a lot of people do that shit.
Yeah, but that's something you shouldn't even be putting up on there.
What the hell? Is that even a number? 1-8-2-1-5-0-2. That's too many numbers.
Who proposed up a fucking number like that? What the hell?
It says single low, looking for single let. 1920 on April 3rd, call me. 1-8-2-1. And then 502-794-5991. Hater being rejected. Can also play guitar, too. Well, nobody's going to be calling you because you have too many numbers in your telephone number.
Get on there, it's supposed to be 18 to 21.
No, that is typed out like a telephone number.
I know. But they came out 18 to 21 only.
This motherfucker fucked us all up because it doesn't make any sense then.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking homo emo fuck.
Yep, Austin Lair.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Looks like you got in a fight with a weed whacker.
But he probably did.
Hey, fam, please add me so I could say stupid shit to you.
That doesn't make any sense. April.
Thinks that I'm pretty. Raise your hand if you think she's pretty. Add me, family. No. The fuck is this? No, your homie can't get a whoop whoop. Dead or not.
No, your homie can't get a whoop whoop, dead or not.
I'm just saying. Why can't juggalos ever look at the camera?
Yeah, right.
God damn it. What the hell kind of name is that? Zach died last summer. Is that really your fucking Facebook name? Look at this fucking douchebag in his giant cell phone. I mean, tablet.
Look at the pedophile.
Are you looking in the mirror again?
No. James McCobb just posted a picture of some dude fucking saying, "Want to know why Kerry checks student IDs in all teen juggalos group that she runs and does not let you join if you do not have a matching student ID? This guy just asked to join. I will not post his name, but this public profile image of him makes my point. Why are you trying to join a teen chat?" It looks like he's in like the fucking 50s.
What teen chat is that?
All teen juggalos.
What fucking group like, does this dude run?
Yeah, right.
Why does he run a teen fucking thing?
I don't know.
Wow, that's fucking gay. Cut paper, not skin. Motherfucker, just cut your wrist and shut up.
Motherfucker, just cut your wrist and shut up.
Like, why do I need to see this stupid fucking reminder as you're sitting on Facebook?
I was this dude, James Crimson Mary. Full moon tonight, and I'm ready to run with the wolves. Can this liking low get a whoop whoop?
No. That's it, man. Grab the silver bullets. We going hunting.
But if someone did fucking comment on it saying, "You, sir, are creepy."
What the fuck is this? To get a tattoo done. That's a tattoo? Looks like somebody burned a cross on your skin. Like you were the devil. It's been infected since day one. Well, aren't you glad you got that done, huh?
Yeah, right. Like, believe motherfucker, what the hell? Someone needs to stop watching fucking Twilight.
This girl's been egging me on and begging me to hit her and fight her. I want to, but I can't get another assault charge. What should I do? Hit the bitch.
Yeah, right?
You look like a child. I think you may be lying. Hey, look, this bitch is wearing Havoc's head.
Yeah, I saw that chick. Like, what the fuck? My hat, bitch.
What kind of shit is that, man? You show me this hat, now this fucking bitch is wearing it? What?
Yeah, I saw that.
I guess everybody went to Hot Topic this week. I mean, Spencer's.
Why is a dude dressing like the fucking chick from Frozen? Oh, the chick dressing like her.
that was a chick.
Yeah, it looks like a dude.
Look at this ugly motherfucker. Motherfucker ain't even got no lips. There's another fucking ad me picture. Oh, God. How old is this fucking Zelda bitch, man? Like 12?
18.
Yeah, right. I got pants older than her.
That sounds wrong.
What?
I have pants that are older than you.
Meaning my pants have been around longer than that bitch. What the hell? This must have been a family affair. They all sucked off the Grinch.
What the fuck? Why they suck? Why they sucking off the Grinch?
Or Oscar the Grouch? I don't know, man. Cause this bitch's lips are all green. It's all over her face. Same thing with like her kids.
Wow.
Oh, there's that fucking douchebag right here. Fuck you, Thug Life. Wait. I'm 19 and single. Wait. Aren't you with fucking Destiny?
Yeah, he was.
Wait, what? I don't get it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, her fucking profile still says engaged.
Of course it does. Wow, really? Juggalos roasting juggalos. A friendly bashing page. Ain't that what we do every fucking night?
That was even funny, the fact that someone even asked him, what happened to your girlfriend? He goes, we wasn't working out. She goes, really? She was perfect, bro. Well, yeah, bro, is what she puts. He goes, yeah, I guess.
You guys were married.
Yeah, right?
It wasn't working out, though.
That's just funny.
Yeah, this person needs some artists for a mixtape. This perps and probably can't even record anything.
Yeah, probably not. Are you texting me? My bunghole will ask the question. Listen, Michael Fluffy Sides. If you get to do a fucking,
what the
going hole, yo.
Michael Flippy Sides.
Michael Fluffy Sides, not Flippy. His name is Fluffy Sides, apparently.
Fluffy Sides.
Yeah. There we go, man. Perfect Vine. Young 14-year-old girls be like, I need a man who, Kevin Hart goes, no, you need to do your fucking homework.
Man, where were you when I had this conversation with you? Whenever I told you I upset Jailbait in this group with that photo.
Well, but I could never find that fucking shit until now. Together we make a family. Though, Esmeralda, we do not.
Esmeralda? Isn't that the bitch off of the Wizard of Oz?
Yes, but that's also someone's real name, too.
I see. There you go. An axe that says do it on it. The axe told me to do it.
Well, Dante, I was going to add you, and then I noticed you were born in 1989, so not happening.
Oh, Havoc doesn't want to add them no more, because they're too young.
Plus, you're fat and ugly.
Damn!
This is ugly! That's my fucking opinion. That's my response. Damn! Ugly.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but it was appropriate. What the fuck is this? Oh, what? Would you feed your low grapes? What the fuck? That isn't creepy at all.
Listen here, fucking Destiny's former ex-bitch, whatever the fuck you are retarded. Someone needs to slap you.
Holy shit, that's a big bitch.
Dude, fucking posted up, how old is everyone? I just want to see the age groups, and I'm 19. You, all fam must answer. What if I don't want to answer, bitch?
Bitch, you look like a fat-ass cabbage patch kid.
The fuck?
She will definitely eat your soul. Along with your Twinkies.
Ghetto, me and you are 182 years old.
Oh, 182 years old?
Oh, wait, no, not mine, 183. That's how old we are.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Apparently, 27 in dog years is 183.
Fucking old.
Yeah, right?
See that, man? We old as fuck. And we still don't need Viagra.
Man, you must be talking. Man, you must be watching that fucking creepy shit.
Well, I did see that, yes. But I'm saying, if I'm 183 years old, man, you know. I mean, I never got to the point where I need Viagra, so I think that's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, right.
So is that true that the version of GTA 5 for Xbox is two discs?
I don't know. Man, I don't play Xbox. I might as well notice.
Because that Tommy dude, man, posted tweeted it up saying it was bullshit that it was two discs. Like, why is there two?
Yeah, right? I don't know. Good question, though. Patrick Swingler Sully. What's up, fam? It's been a while since I've been on Facebook. I deactivated it because I was on it too much. Why'd you come back?
Yeah.
Trust me, you didn't miss anything. Let's see. But then, you know, I'm sorry you were ugly as fuck. So I'm like,
well, did you really expect somebody to be hot though, man?
Man, so one hot ass chick up in the entire group. Well, two if you count Esmeralda.
Will you leave the Wizard of Oz bitch alone? Just follow the yellow brick road, Avic. God damn.
I don't want to follow the yellow brick road.
Take your ass down the yellow brick alleyway.
Man, I bet you they go. If we were to post another thing, look, there's Juggalos on a certain show, I'm sure everybody would end up trying to tune into the fucking show.
Yeah, you sent me that damn video of something I watched earlier via Kevin, the man that stalks you everywhere you go, Havoc. He's like your fucking shadow, I swear.
Yeah, right? But no, because it took Krista Fonseca goes, all of you go watch Squidbillies on Adult Swim. It's about Juggalos. Don't care.
But, you know who that chick was, though, that was on that True Life, right?
That what? You know that Hannah chick?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I only know her from her name off of Facebook, but that's Wicked Sweets. She was one of them kinky doll girls.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened?
What happened with what?
Well, now they're apparently married, and yeah.
She's married, yeah. What else do you mean? But if that's seriously all that was on that show, it was pretty fucking short because it was only like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, I noticed. The vampire, but the chick that played the vampire saw it, though.
No, I didn't see all that. I just saw the Juggalo part.
Huh?
Because that's all that video was.
Well, yeah, but, Courtney Lynn Daly. We don't care.
Man, Man, this dude sure does like to watch a lot of movies.
Tay the Wicked Wet. Nope. Brittany Amber. Nice titties.
Nice titties.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's see. How old are you? That's a big question there. Okay, you're legal.
You make it out with the refrigerator.
Why are you making out with the refrigerator for?
So I thought this bitch was about to be making out with a refrigerator, but she was kissing a baby.
Hey, look, ghetto, she made it within like a minute before the show ended. What's going on, Festity?
I'm 103, and I've been on, like...
Wait, what are you talking about? It's 103 right now. How was she on?
Want to hear what's funny is I've actually been on since, I've been on for 5 minutes now.
I do enjoy our conversations about how much we hate people.
Yeah.
I heard something about sweets, some person named Sweets and all that kind of stuff, but.
Here's a question. So what happened between you and your husband?
What do you mean?
You know, Josh.
Yeah, what about him? JT. Yeah. What about him?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about
him? Yeah, you two are together now.
Why is he in search of another mate?
What are you talking about?
Come on, man.
You know, it's
on the internet, man. Looking for single people.
Wait, no, we're still together.
Uh-huh.
Not according to him 5 hours ago.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, hold on. I'm going to text him. That fucking asshole.
See?
Hold on.
We can hear what my
Because, want to know what? At 6:20, he said he loves me more. If you look on my Facebook, there's two pictures. And want to know what his comments are? I love you more.
Well, that's what he said about, 5 hours ago in old Juggalos chat.
Yeah, he's looking for single people.
He knows I can't get on Facebook right now.
Oh, wait.
Asshole, you need to fucking call.
He also pointed out that he had tattoos.
Yeah, see, he goes, I'm 19, single, got tattoos. I'm also drifting around the country, so add me up or follow me. Add DGAF, keep it with your homies. Someone asked, so, what happened with you and your girlfriend? It wasn't working out, is exactly what he said.
Yeah, well, it's not working out for him. He needs to let me know that. Hold on, I'm texting.
He rather
asshole,
tell the internet.
You need to fucking text me or call me right fucking now. I'm not playing your fucking games, asshole. Send.
Send.
Yeah, here we go. Fucking Haley Riddlebuck, Ryder Cooper asked, what happened to your girlfriend? He goes, and we wasn't working out.
Yeah, because he was playing me.
See?
Playing you?
I have his password still.
Are you all married?
It's... Huh? No, we're engaged.
Not anymore.
Yeah, right. I have a password. It's I Love Destiny.
Why the fuck would anybody want a password like that? He's definitely retarded.
His password's about how much he loves me.
Well, that's the wrong type of password you want when you're cheating on someone.
Yeah, right?
He's trying to prove that. Well, and then here's the thing. He's been like, okay, have you guys seen that girl Lexi's here on Facebook?
Who the fuck is that? No.
All Juggalos chat. She got kicked out of all Juggalos chat, okay? Because, ew, I don't know. I don't look at her that way.
Yeah.
Come on now, you guys.
What'd you put it in her butt?
No. Because I don't have one to put in her butt. Okay? Stop it.
Stop it.
Hey, what's her name?
Stop it. Lexi's here. It's L-E-X-I-I-S. That's funny. And then it's space H-E-R-E.
Yep, no, ghetto, she's not.
Did you see the one with three breadsticks hanging out of her mouth?
She's fat, ugly.
Is there bread hanging out of her mouth?
Crazy bread, like, from Little Seizures.
Did you say Little Seizures?
Don't even make fun of the way I say Little Seizures. Okay?
No, it's Little Caesars.
It's Little Seizures.
No.
And that's what I said.
That's a different word, though, man.
Wait, so... Little Caesars, really?
Yes, Little Caesars.
That's what Little Wayne had.
That's
Little
so...
Caesars.
Is that what you guys do? Yeah. All the time?
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, pizza, pizza, you fucking shake on the fucking ground.
Holy shit, dude, somebody dressed up like Crash Bandicoot. Are you serious?
Did you see, Havoc, did you see my post on your timeline? I was like, unmute me, I'm still on listening.
Man, nobody even knew you were here.
Exactly.
I know,
wasn't even paying attention to the soundboard. You know, we were over. Yeah, have you ever noticed?
Yeah, well,
once we get close to ending, like 5 minutes before we end, 3 minutes before we end, I just stop paying attention to the soundboard. I don't know.
What's funny is how was I still on there?
Yeah, showing up when the show's over.
Yeah, right.
And that's the funnest part.
Why is that fun?
I don't know, because you're like, you guys talk more, and it's funny.
We do what?
It's funnier. When the show ends, it's funnier. I like calling in when the show ends.
Wait, you know, it's even funny, so I'm actually looking at that fucking statistic you're talking about. 3 hours ago, he said that, you know, he still loved her. 4 hours ago, he was looking for somebody else.
See, he's a player. That's funny. No, he ain't getting it. No, that's fucked up. You do
awkward.
Not. You do. Lexi, are you talking about her?
Hell no.
Probably not.
Oh, okay. Who? Who are you talking about?
Yo mama, nigga.
I know my mama's hot. That's why she's a MILF. She get it?
I don't even know what the hell your mom looks like.
Yeah,
what's
right?
Up, Jana?
Yeah, I don't care that much.
You'd bang her. Just saying.
Then I'd be your dad.
Ew, no. Oh, no, you'd be better than my dad, Kay. My dad's something else.
Here you go, Destiny.
What?
I took a nice screenshot of the player feed. This way, you know what's going on. I sent you the picture.
Well, too bad I can't get on Facebook, huh?
But yeah, you can call us. How the fuck does that work?
Because I don't have data.
Magnets, how do they work?
Oh my gosh, I was listening to that song earlier. Fucking magnets, how do they work?
Were you listening to it forwards or backwards?
Forward? Why? How can I listen to it backwards on my phone?
I don't know, why does anybody listen to it backwards and then make up shit?
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh. Do you need this fellow?
Hey, look, it's Skull.
It's a little Jason Bond like a
Fucking skulls still are not, it's still fucking retarded. What the hell?
Yeah, he posted on Facebook that he's single.
Why was a random guy?
Other people told me. That person ain't random.
Yeah, he is. He just still comes out of nowhere.
Pretty fucking random.
He's been sitting right here for a while. Probably make a sandwich. No, I'm not gonna make one of you guys a sandwich. So don't.
But why not?
Because.
Well, if you're offering.
I'm not offering.
If you are.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Yeah, see, even on his profile, it's marked as single. Where your shit says engaged.
My profile says I'm in a relationship too, but I still hit on bitches.
You want to know what's even worse?
The fact that Gilgi's in a relationship with himself?
I have been in a relationship with myself.
I am in a relationship with myself. I absolutely love myself.
I was in a
myself.
Relationship with myself. Why do you think I made 2 accounts so I could be in a relationship with myself?
We found out the real answer why she has more than one profile, Havoc.
Why?
Yeah.
That's the answer right there.
Why do I have two accounts?
You just said why, man. That's why.
Kidding. I was kidding.
No, you weren't, motherfucker.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't.
How do you know?
Because we know.
You know everything. That sounds creepy.
These are the answers you're looking for.
What are the answers I'm looking for? Please tell me. I've been looking for it.
You know, she really sucked at this game.
Yeah, yeah, she really does.
What game do I suck at?
See what I mean?
You can't even hear what the fuck you're saying, so it don't matter.
You suck at the game Skippo.
So, Ghetto, are you ready for Arnold Schwarzenegger to fucking break a hip?
Are you ready for the werewolf to show up?
One.
I mean the other guy that's coming with him that plays a werewolf on True Blood.
Well, better than the fucking Twilight werewolf.
Oh, it's a whole lot better than that. This guy isn't a pussy.
What?
Exactly. What?
I said the werewolves in Twilight are pussies.
Oh, I agree. No, everyone in Twilight is.
Yes, they're all fighting over the same pussy.
Yeah.
Well, they all are. So why are they fighting over one?
You
I
know,
hate Twilight.
They're all trying to love Ed. That was a guy, Edward.
Yeah, there's like that dude in fucking old Joe Lost chatter says, it's a full moon. He's going werewolf tonight.
He's going werewolf.
In the bathroom?
Yeah,
just
going
in
werewolf.
Case you wanted, just in case you wanted to fall asleep listening to Havoc piss.
He was using the bathroom. Wow.
You know, some people fall asleep to the sounds of, like, waves and the ocean.
birds chirping or something. But us at Juggalo Rider Radio like to fall asleep with a sound of havoc pissing.
Oh, you damn straight, nigga.
And, well, he calls me racial slurs.
Listen, nigga. Fucking Facebook is retarded.
Well, you stop pointing out the obvious. Tell us something that we don't know.
What don't you know?
That's the game here, motherfucker. Tell me something I don't know.
You don't know where I am.
You're in a room away from your phone.
I'm right next to my phone, actually. So I am in the same room as my phone.
There ain't no way she's next to her phone.
Yeah, right.
I'm always next to my phone.
How was that? Have it quit eating.
Hey, mate. I don't know.
I told you.
See? She's away from her phone.
Yeah.
That she fucks around with food.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah. Where the fuck's our sandwich at?
Bitch.
No answer. Well, what the fuck?
Conversation going on with this wall raider.
Just don't walk into it.
Why would I do that?
Come on, bud. Remember fucking that dumbass cycle twiz? I was used to walk into a fucking wall.
Man, that dude's a fucking douchebag regardless of what's going on.
Exactly.
Always fighting with everything.
Man, I bet you're into the dude James Crimson Mary. I bet you're into his favorite movie is Twilight.
And why do you say this?
Because he's the same motherfucker that said, "Full moon tonight, I'm ready to run with the wolves. Can this Lycan low get a whoop whoop?"
Man, that's it, man. Where the hell is Gabe Beckett's soul, man? We're going hunting.
Let's see. One of his favorite shows is who happens to be Teen Wolf on fucking MTV.
Oh, my God. It doesn't get any worse.
It probably does.
I'm just saying, man, there's Twilight that's absolutely terrible, like, and then they made that show, Teen Wolf, which couldn't be any better than that. You know, werewolves are supposed to be scary.
Yeah, right. Not gay looking.
Not trying to have sex with dudes and shit.
Oh, wait, it gets even worse. He's a fan of Hobson. So, you're a fan of Teen Wolf, Van Hobson. Yeah. You're pretty much fucked for the rest of your life.
You should try suicide.
And he listens to a shitload of emo music, too.
Well, that's a perfect thing for him to try. Suicide while he listens to that garbage.
I'd have to agree.
He could sit there and cry it out and then die.
Yeah. He probably would, too.
So is our food ready yet?
Yeah, definitely. Where's our food at?
Waitress.
You are getting no tip whatsoever.
Yeah, you don't get no fucking tip now.
You're fired.
And we're still in your soul sugar.
Yeah, in sugar.
So have it. Why'd you send me a new friend request?
Because somehow mysteriously you disappeared off my page.
It wasn't mysterious. You clicked the unfriend button. Don't be a dick.
You're the one who re-added me as a friend.
It's because he unfriended you to begin with, so he has to add you back now.
Why'd you unfriend me then? Huh?
Yeah, Havoc, good. Why did you do that?
I got tired of seeing the whole lovey-dovey bullshit between you and Thug Life.
Thug Life!
I know why Ghetto unfriended me, because this girl got jealous. And why?
Yeah, that bitch is crazy.
She is crazy. All I say is, why are you tagging me in a post? And she starts tripping on me. Why are you commenting on my man's post? Dude, I got tagged into it.
Damn, Havoc. It's all Havoc's fault.
Thanks, Kathy, for getting a random person to yell at me.
Yeah, you can get anybody to yell at somebody.
Yeah, I know you can. I noticed that.
So, well, Ghetto, I guess it's now those two don't live together. Maybe you should break the news to her.
What, that me and my girl are still together? So anyway, what else is going on?
Well, besides, you know, the fact that we're still waiting on our damn sandwich.
Well, we're not getting that anytime soon.
Yeah, right.
Got a better chance making it ourselves.
Yeah, we definitely do. And definitely getting it a hell of a lot faster.
I'm already eating. Mm-hmm.
She's eating our sandwich.
Yep, you're definitely fired.
Not crunch, crunch, crunch.
Mm-hmm. It's a sandwich.
Yeah. Sandwiches don't go crunch.
You could add Doritos and make it so crunch.
Add Doritos?
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck are you gonna add Doritos to the sandwich war?
What the hell, man? Do you work at Subway? Do you make up stupid shit that people could do themselves? Like, putting Fritos on a sub.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. First fucking, what was it? I think it was Burger King put the fucking fries on a damn sandwich.
Yeah.
And have Subway putting Fritos on there. Stuff that we could do ourselves.
Yeah, fucking it. Making people be lazy bastards.
Yeah, making the world even lazier than it already is.
It's like, have these non-fattening sandwiches.
Yeah, and then add the fucking Fritos to it.
Come to our store and we'll feed them to you.
And while we're at it, we'll wipe your mouth for you.
Destiny, wipe this customer's mouth.
Well.
Yeah, so it makes me wonder, though, if this Facebook is actually the fucking, you know, the official Facebook of Boondocks, or someone just decided to create it out of the hell, out of fucking board.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hey, you guys want to have fun?
Do I want to have fun?
Well, no, you want to hear me call JT and call him out on his shit?
Not really.
Oh, we don't really give a fuck.
I'm sure he'll be back in a few hours.
Probably.
Did you just say you would be back with me in a few hours? What?
What?
Yes, apparently Ghetto G will be back with you in a few hours. Yeah, Ghetto doesn't know what the fuck to say about that.
I played the fifth.
And change my password.
Change your password? What's your password? I love
I'm not
the life.
Say my, no. I love Chucky.
What's your thug life?
What? Yeah, right.
Chucky ain't thug.
I love Chucky. I'm his friend. I love Chucky, though.
You only like Chucky because he's a good guy.
Chucky's awesome. Okay.
Chucky's fucking pathetic. Who are you fucking kidding?
Do you know if you even know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about the movie Chucky.
No.
Again, yes. Chucky is pathetic. He's a little doll. All you gotta do is fucking kick him and he's done.
Wanna play?
Yeah. Let's play football.
But my damn question you'll never be able to answer is, how could a doll bleed?
Yeah, right. I mean, I love horror movies, don't get me wrong. But Chucky's just one of those movies that made absolutely no sense ever. Man, he just wanted the doll running around with a fucking knife. All you gotta do is kick the damn thing. And two, it bleeds.
What you talking about, man? Chucky's like a your size Barbie doll. For you, Havoc, that is.
And all you gotta do is, like, again, like, all you gotta do is just kick him. He's done.
Havoc could be the new Chucky. He's about the same height.
And they don't need any new Chuckies.
He can go from Chucky to a Power Ranger.
What? What is the Power Ranger?
Speaking of that shit, man, you see Hornswoggle, man?
Where'd he get that
yeah,
hair from?
Yeah, yo, he came out of fucking nowhere.
Where'd he get that hair from?
Leprechaun.
Like, what the hell, man? Was it a wig?
I think fucking Bad News Bears decided to come out. Woo-hoo.
Man, what? You don't got to take it that far, man. I was just mentioning Hornswoggle, so we're talking about midgets. Not now, Wade. We're here.
Man, yo, that's what should happen. The next time fucking Wade Bear comes out with fucking Bad News, the fucking whites should come out on this thread and just fucking push him off the damn podium.
Yeah, it should happen since somebody already made that photo that I tagged you in earlier.
Yeah, right.
But I wonder how Wade Barrett feels that fucking Husky Harris has made it further in the business than he did with all his gifts.
Yeah, right.
At least four gimmicks or so, and he got nowhere. He does Husky Harris, he goes away, he comes back as the Wyatt family, and he got a whole lot further.
I don't even know what to say about that motherfucker.
We'll just send Wade Barrett over to Destiny's house and tell her that she got some bad news.
I swear, that is the worst way to find out your boyfriend's cheating on you is through a radio station.
Well, we just like to start shit, so you're welcome.
I know you two like to start shit.
Yeah, right?
But that has to be, like, the worst way. Hey, at least we know I'm not a crybaby. You know, I'm not bawling my eyes out and shit.
That's because you know your boyfriend's an idiot.
I know he's a dumbass. That's probably why.
See? Exactly. Cleared that up.
Yep. You know,
what would you do if a girl broke up with you over the radio?
Over the radio? Why the hell would I bring, why'd I bring a bitch up on here, though? I'm saying... That'd be really awkward.
Hey. I found out over the radio, okay?
Well, nobody else found out until they go back and play this back.
I would, if I were one of you two, to just start something that's freaking common on his thing and be like, hey, aren't you still dating Destiny, and tag me in it and be like, just a couple hours ago you were saying he loved her.
He may try to knife me.
Yeah, through a phone.
But you know, thing is, like a new movie coming out, I'm going to come through the mirror and he ain't going to have a shot.
Nah, that looks like a stupid move. That just really looks so stupid.
I'm going to come through the mirror and possess him, and he's going to knife himself. But not before carving Thug Life on his skin.
Like, really, man. Dude's fucking white as all hell, but he thinks he's a thug.
Yeah, hey, Destiny knows all about that, because Destiny was in that conversation about thugs.
Yeah, right?
She was sitting there like, yeah, Crips!
What did I do?
It's like, you don't like being here, ghetto? Then leave. So I left.
Oh, the one about games? How people were, like, talking about...
Wow, games. You were fucking slow as shit.
Yeah, right?
Jeez. Yes, Destiny, that one.
Where his sister was like, okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
You know what I would do if I fucking bitch fucking broke up with me over the Gunner Juggler Rider Radio? I'd play a very special track just for her.
And that would be
this.
You're an ugly bitch, but you want love too. Feeling all alone, so you eat more food. Counting all your rules, but you haven't got a clue. It's a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues. Got a big heart, not just body parts. Lift up your stomach, might find a Pop-Tart. People look and move, but you know it's true. It's just a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues. Your pussy is dreary, your nipples are hairy. You naked, scary like a female Drew Carey. Say you're walking and she's around the bend. You'll feel the earth shake, think the world's coming to an end. So fat, bitch, you look like a dinosaur. Couldn't sell that pussy at the dollar store. You get fatter with the change of the weather. Last time you had sex was, never. That bitch really needs some fucking help. Pass fat from her feet to her scalp. You trying to hide, but you're so damn wide. Looking good today, loose bitch, I lied. Knocked me out with your stomach. Tried to run from me, but you kept on chasing. So I threw you chicken nugget. Might say I'm rude, I'm just keeping it real. Here's a dollar whore, go buy yourself a happy meal. You're an ugly bitch, but you want love too. Feeling all alone, so you eat more food. Counting all your rules, but you haven't got a clue. It's a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues. Got a big heart, not just body parts. Lift up your stomach, might find a Pop-Tart. People look and move, but you know it's true. It's just a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues.
Yo, with a face like that makes me not want it. Looking at your pics makes me wanna vomit. You can say I'm ugly, but you're hideous. People keep telling you why you not hitting this. You make us all sick like Ebola. You so fat and nasty like Ursula. She got that body like a refrigerator. She be heavy breathing like Darth Vader. You got that hair just like a scarecrow. Got that appetite of a hippo. Man, ain't no one think that you're cute. No underwear so big it could be a parachute. Your body like a jacket with so many compartments. Lifting up your arms is like Chewbacca's in your arm. It's the way that you stomp around, should be doing sumo. Bitch wouldn't even look good with lipo. Today you cry, get the ugly bitch blues. Tranquilize this fat bitch and take her to the zoo.
You're an ugly bitch, but you want love too. Feeling all alone, so you eat more food. Counting all your rules, but you haven't got a clue. It's a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues. Got a big heart, not just body parts. Lift up your stomach, might find a Pop-Tart. People look and move, but you know it's true. It's just a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues. You're an ugly bitch, but you want love too. Feeling all alone, so you eat more food. Counting all your rules, but you haven't got a clue. It's a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues. Got a big heart, not just body parts. Lift up your stomach, might find a Pop-Tart. People look and move, but you know it's true. It's just a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues.
You need Jenny Craig, you need Richard Simmons. I became afraid when I see these massive women. I wonder what you weigh, you're wider than a car. You blew my ass away with enormous pussy fars. You tried to hit on me, it made me throw up. So you try to shit on me, but I threw you a donut. Your ass is so huge like a fucking inner tube. One-on-one intrude as you're grabbing on your food. I saw you new bitch, you had me in tears. Just wasn't prepared, you're more aware than leap year. You're so fat you make a tank look like a tic-tac. Bitch stink like a unwashed nutsack. Ship you to Peru, I don't have to look at you. From my point of view, you even outdo Shamu. Let's put it in review, you have the ugly bitch blues.
You're an ugly bitch, but you want love too. Feeling all alone, so you eat more food. Counting all your rules, but you haven't got a clue. It's a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues. Got a big heart, not just body parts. Lift up your stomach, might find a Pop-Tart. People look and move, but you know it's true. It's just a sad day, you got the ugly bitch blues.
Oh, that's just one of the tracks. That's just one of the tracks I play. The other one probably Dog Face Bitch.
Why they gotta be like the worst songs, man? Wow. Speaking of which, man, I wonder if that dude ever learned how to rap.
Who, Dragon? Probably not.
Yeah.
So was he, like, hitting on anybody in his comments?
What are you whispering about?
I said, was he flirting with anyone in the comments?
I'm sure he was. He was telling his one dude he wanted to have sex with him. He even hit up Havoc, like, what up, sexy?
Yeah, no, I'd kill him. I'd be like, don't leave and stab him.
He'd be like, shut up, crook.
Exactly.
What the hell is that thing somebody said? Everybody's the biggest gangster until you ask them to read a paragraph out loud.
Hey, look, another email up in all Juggalo's chat. Michael Cera. There's nothing left. Thought there was a purpose. What the fuck am I still doing here?
No. Fuck you. Goodbye.
All these emos.
Destiny, will you get rid of all your emo friends? I think my hearing aid's out. I can't fucking hear.
What'd you say about me?
I said get all your emo friends out of that chat.
Yeah.
Why do I need to? I have emo friends, I know, but why do they need to leave the chat?
Because they're depressing.
Yes. And very stupid.
How do you know they're my friends?
How do I know they're your friends?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty much a given.
Why? Because I'm friends with everyone on Facebook.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay. I'm down with that answer.
And plus, emos are retarded.
You're retarded.
I think you're...
Come on, all they do is fucking bitch and moan and whine about their lives and whine to cut themselves and kill themselves. Like, just do it. Shut up.
Or not.
By the way, your F can't spell word shit either. Nobody know that. He spells country with a fucking K. I mean, come on. You're in the fucking... You live in the damn country.
Where do you brush your teeth with your feet?
Brush your teeth?
Who the fuck was going to brush their teeth?
Go brush your teeth, motherfucker.
I'm trying to brush my teeth.
You and your rank-ass breath.
Yeah, right.
Shut your halitosis mouth.
You know, Ghetto, I wasn't aware that there were rednecks up in fucking Michigan.
I'm sure there's a bunch of rednecks everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Destiny's one of them.
Probably.
Well, you got buck tooth? What?
She's still talking about brushing her teeth.
I think so.
Do you gotta brush your teeth now because you ate a sandwich?
Uh-huh.
brush your teeth after every time you eat?
Uh-oh. Why is right now special?
Yeah, right. Because you're in the can? Well, we figured that one out already.
Okay, then.
You know, I just now remember that there was one series of Pounders I did not like. It was absolutely retarded.
What? No.
That would be Pounders Mystic Force.
Whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, that one was just absolutely retarded. That made no sense at all.
Jeez. Probably the first time somebody brushed their teeth on here.
Yeah, right?
People come on here, they ain't worried about their hygiene.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on. You're on a radio show. No. It's not like we're going to smell your breath all the way here.
Man, thank God we don't have to smell the things that go on here.
That for sure. Everybody would be dead having to fucking smell my farts.
We're going to have a scratch and sniff radio show.
I feel bad for them then.
Scratch here and smell what Havoc's releasing over there.
Wow.
Like, oh my, what the fuck is that?
Hey, it's time to die. That.
I'm so glad I went.
You know, we don't know what the hell you're saying.
I said, I'm glad I got shampoo and all that kind of stuff at the dollar store. Because obviously you guys aren't my friends on Facebook, so you don't know what's going on.
Obviously you haven't showered, I guess.
I did shower today.
Well, yeah, now that you have it.
Huh?
Now that you have it, it'll be amazing. Yeah, we really don't like to follow your post about your life.
Yeah.
My life is too complicated for you.
Too complicated. I don't even know if you're on your profile or not. So.
Our galaxy is a truly world place.
God damn it. Damn it, Zordon. Shut up.
The tranquility. Yes, you guessed it right, too, because it is actually Zordon.
Of course it is.
Power can take on four.
But there is something on Facebook I don't like. Whatever we post on our like page now, it says who posted.
The fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah, you didn't notice that?
Nah.
Because you posted up something that said it was posted by Havoc. I posted up something that said posted by Ghetto G. I was like, what?
Oh, what the fuck?
I never did that before.
Yeah, right.
I said to my cousin, why is all this happening to me? I said,
Yeah, I texted him and he's not answering his text because I told her about what happened. And she's all like, I don't think it's worth it. I was like, why is this happening to me? And she said, do you want an honest answer to that? I was like, yes, I like honesty.
Well, what's the answer?
Yeah.
She hasn't texted me back the answer yet. She'll just... My friend, he said, oh, man, we need to get laid and lots of alcohol, ha-ha, to that.
To what?
I told him about what he did, and he's all like, oh, man, we need to get laid and drink lots of alcohol. I was like, too bad you're in Utah, huh?
Well, then go to Utah.
If I had the money to.
Hitchhike.
No, okay, I'm 19. I'm a girl. No, not going to happen.
Live by the what is that? The Book of the Road.
He put a smiley face. I was like, haha, smiley face.
Havoc said he will go with you.
No, I will not.
He'd get annoyed with me too fast.
He said if there's any kind of trouble, he'll morph. Oh no, Destiny's in trouble. It's morphing time.
Oh no, Destiny's in trouble. Oh well, I'm walking away.
Havoc, if you look on my Facebook, it even says so.
What, that Havoc is your hero?
Havoc's my friend on Facebook now.
So what the fuck am I supposed to be looking for on your fucking Facebook?
You know, I can still tag you, Ghetto, even though you're not my friend.
I don't understand why that happens. That's the reason you're gone.
Okay, here's my cousin's answer. Okay, she said, do you want an answer, honest answer to that?
God damn it,
yes. I like honesty. No, this is what she said. She said, I think you are so desperate for love that you get into serious relationships with anyone that shows you any interest, even if they are assholes and you don't deserve you.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and you're roughing this shit too fucking fast. I mean, come on, for fuck's sake, you two were together for a month, you were already engaged. Morons.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah, right.
I said, I see what you're saying.
Do you really see what she's saying? Probably not.
Yes, I do, actually.
I was trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be seeing on your fucking Facebook, but there's nothing there. Damn it, as I remember earlier, stop playing with fucking Manicam.
I think Havoc's in love.
Oh, she does look good. Can't deny that.
Havoc is in love. Run for your life.
But at least I wouldn't ask her to marry me within a month if me and her are actually together.
Oh, that's no good.
Oh, that's no good? Why is that no good?
Be like, you barely know me, but do you want to get married?
Want to get married? Who are you going to tell that to?
Like, do you want the password to my Facebook so you can see everything I say? Will you sleep with my corpse once I'm dead? Will you stare at me while I sleep?
That sounds creepy.
No shit.
Will you stay with me after I give you a Dutch oven?
If you're still breathing.
Matter of fact, that bitch gave herself a Dutch oven. That's still the funniest shit ever.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be somebody else that will do that too and regret doing it.
Yeah, right?
My cousin is doing too good in psychology.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about psychology.
No, that's your cousin's doing good in it.
She's good at it. Obviously, she just, like...
Well, I'm getting married soon, so...
Who said that? What?
You know, the next person I find online.
Here, how about I just go back to Cody, my stalker?
Go back to Cody?
Yeah,
Cody.
The stalker.
Oh, yeah, your other fiancé. Okay. Yeah. But I'll end this with a...